Tuffy Auto Service Center on Leona Street, just off Griswold Road, near the I-90 Route 57 exit in Elyria.
The following is a test of the emergency alert system on the news station, WEOL.
Every Thursday during Bullseye on the Afternoon, listen for Champions of Education, brought to you by Nordson Corporation. Meet teachers, students, and administrators. Each one's a champion of education. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation. Thursday afternoons on AM 930 WEOL.
When severe weather cuts across Lorain and Medina counties, depend on the radio station on the edge of the storm. Your official weather station, locally owned and locally responsive. AM 930 WEOL. WEOL weather.
Well, at least it looks dry for the candy collectors tomorrow. Today, though, with a risk of rain, mainly in the afternoon, temperatures will top in the upper 40s. It'll be windy with a chance of showers overnight, lower 30s. Partly cloudy with gusty west winds tomorrow, highs in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist John Loffman for AM 930 WEOL.
It's cloudy. It's 34.
740 at WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Matt Douglas.
And it is the WEOL morning show. For some reason yesterday, Matt, in between watching a little bit of Browns, finding out about the Cavaliers, I decided to enjoy the Great Pumpkin.
Oh, that's a good one.
It was on already. It's like the second replay of this.
Well,
they aired it earlier, like a week or two ago.
I'll say this, with my two girls now under two, I'm finding out Halloween is more than just one night. Apparently, this is a whole week thing I didn't realize in the past. I've been to parties that I never knew existed for younger kids, and then the firehouse down the road from me had a big event yesterday, so my kids have already dressed up as bumblebees two times in the last 3 days.
Are they both bumblebees?
They're both bumblebees. We just made it easy that
way. Two for one kind of deal, yeah. When it comes for the costume.
The little one has no idea what's going on. Well, that's my favorite part.
I guess so. And I suppose then there's no fighting between, I want to be that costume or
that's
whatever.
Good point, yeah.
As well. Well, yesterday in that Charlie Brown thing, they go door to door and they get the candy. And then Charlie Brown always ends up with the rock. And I was thinking, you know, it was always funny when I'm watching it. But now I think to myself, in this time of day and age, if you give rocks to kids, imagine the 6 o'clock, 10 o'clock news that would be kids getting rocks for Halloween.
It would be front page stuff.
Right. Of course, I don't know if I want to give a kid a rock.
No, it's not a good idea. It just seems like a jerk move to begin with.
Some of the candy after a couple of weeks seems like they're rocks. But we have a solution for you. And we've talked to Dr. Scott Nagy a number of times, but he's in studio this morning to tell us a little bit more about this. What classify this? Halloween candy buyback? Is that the...
So, yeah, candy buyback. So when kids go out and collect all their candy, they can choose the candy that they don't want to eat or they don't like and bring it in, and we'll buy it back from them.
And as a dentist, you have a good reason for this, right? So, I mean, it's sort of a learning experience for kids too, right?
So absolutely. You know, there are a lot of good reasons to do this kind of thing. We're focused on health, so in our practice, you know, part of our core philosophy is we treatment plan to optimal oral health, and oral health is proven more and more to be very directly related to overall health. The other thing that we look at with the Halloween candy buyback is the prevalence of childhood obesity, and we're seeing a lot of earlier onset diabetes. So, you know, these things, we're trying to do some education and, you know, give parents an easy way to channel all that extra candy.
Now, you do what happens to all this candy you end up collecting?
So when we buy back, we actually get donations from a lot of the people in the community as well. We collect it and we deliver it to the USO. So we take it out to Bainbridge. And the USO distributes it to their welcome centers, some of it in the Christmas packages. They send some to the troops. But we used to, when we started, it was in the midst of the Iraq War. And we were sending candy over directly to the troops. And the kids were also doing crafts and writing little letters, which we're continuing to do. And we got a lot of positive feedback from families that had people, family members that were in the military that were deployed. And it was nice for those folks to get something from back home.
Well, it's awesome. Not only they get to sell their candy back, but they get to help those out a little. Do you know about how much candy you guys usually collect during this time of year?
You know, it varies. So this is, we've done this for several years. So we're in our 9th or 10th year. Our first year, we bought back about 300 pounds of candy. And it's grown to our biggest year, which was a few years ago. I think we had just over 1,000 pounds of candy. So half a ton of candy. We got away from the kids, and I think we saved some teeth in that. So,
so I always think about that, too. And I like the sticky, sugary, sweet candy as opposed to the chocolate.
Uh-huh.
If I had to choose the one, I usually go for, like, you know, the Sweet Tarts or the Laffy Taffy or something chewy like that. And then I went to a science fair with my daughter's school, and they showed me what this is doing to my teeth. Because this, I mean, the fact that it's sweet and it's sticky, these are two things that my tooth enamel does not benefit
like,
from,
yes.
Right? Is that true?
So three things in order to make a cavity. Obviously, a tooth. We need bacteria and then something to feed the bacteria. So candy provides some good sugar to feed the bacteria. That creates the acid that dissolves the tooth. So if we can intervene in one of those, then we're going to decrease the possibility of tooth decay.
Right, and hopefully not removing the tooth.
Because that's
sort of at the end of the line.
We have a solution for that, too, but we'd rather not.
Have a scale at your office, or do you have to bring one? I'm thinking, what does the dentist need a scale for in sort of day-to-day usage?
Yeah, you know, for this event specifically, we have our two scales. And when the kids come in, we'll do a weigh-in at a weigh station. And then they can go through the office, kind of go through the process. We'll have little crafts, and we will have some refreshments there. My team is ready to really have a lot of fun with the kids.
Now, do they usually come dressed in their costumes sometimes? Or?
You know, we invite them to. And in the past, we've done bigger events where it's been a little bit longer. We've had bands on site and things like that. So we've done Halloween costume contests in the past, and that's been a lot of fun. But we invite the kids to come dressed in costume. And I think our team is going to be dressed in costumes.
I'm sure they enjoy that. In fact, I bet if I went there today, they probably would be in
they
some sort
be.
Of outfits
yes.
as well.
That's very cool.
So this is taking place November 1st, so right day after Thanksgiving, this coming Wednesday.
After
Halloween. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep,
you said Thanksgiving.
Did I really
you
say
did.
That?
You did, yeah. You're jumping a little too far on the schedule here.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm looking forward
it's all right.
to
it. Yeah, me too. I always enjoy that one. I'm curious.
Four to six, by the way, on November 1st.
There you go, the day after Halloween. I was always curious. And you mentioned the cavities and everything goes into it. How long does it usually take for something like that to kind of get going in the cavity to really be prevalent?
So it is a process, and there are different degrees of progression of decay. So from what we call incipient or just surface to progressive, where it's close to the nerve space, and going up that scale, the fix or the solution to that problem kind of follows simple to complex. So the earlier we can get decay and stop it, the better.
And then I always wondered this time of year, I mean, do you see a rise in possible cavities come here in the next 3 or 4 months because of this time of year, especially
yeah.
in kids?
You would think. You would think. But it's pretty steady. So, we try to do year-round education. Each time someone visits our office, we're trying to really help them understand what their existing condition is and help them understand how to avoid letting any of those conditions progress.
besides Thanksgiving, Veterans Day is also in November, and there's an event you have coming up around that time. Tell us a little bit about that.
We do. So this is the first year we're going to do an event. We've termed it Freedom to Smile, and we want to serve the people that have served us through the military. So for veterans, we're offering free dental service. That's November 10th. So I know the 11th typically is Veterans Day.
That's a Saturday this
year. That's a Saturday.
So you'll be doing this on Friday.
Yeah, so we're going to observe that on Friday. We're going to do our event from 8 a.m. to 3, and it's first come, first served. So we'll be putting some more information out about that event. But we ask people to bring a military card just for identification. We're offering to do one filling, one extraction, or a cleaning at no cost for our veterans.
Right. Well, you find a lot of dentists in the area, they really give back to the community doing different things
well,
and supporting for that.
You know, I was born in Elyria. I grew up here. I have a heart for Lorain County. And you know, one of the things that, from my perspective, an event like our Freedom to Smile is more of a giving event. A lot of people I know look at that as a give back, but I like to do it as just a give. So we can help our community, engage with our community, and also part of our hope through these events is to model the idea of giving to the community for other people.
All right. Again, the big event that you have coming up on November 1st, this Wednesday from 4 to 6 is your candy buyback. It's a dollar a pound is the rate that you've got this year, right? That we have it?
Dollar a pound up to 5 pounds.
Right. So, Matt, have you figured out what candy – I mean, how much candy did you collect over this weekend between two kids and four different events?
Well, it hasn't been a whole lot. I will say that. It seems like they're keeping it pretty – I don't want to say minuscule, but pretty low on the radar there for the last couple. But it's been quite a – I mean, enough. I don't know if we've gotten to the pound mark yet, I'll say that.
Well, I talked – when my daughter was real little, she was very selective. We went through our neighborhood.
Oh, really?
And she'd go, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. She ended up with like three pieces of candy by the end of the night. I had walked quite a bit. So in a sense, we had a little exercise and a little bit of candy in return. She was very selective of where she wanted to
That's
go.
Good.
I said, don't you understand? You just go. It doesn't. You don't make a decision. There's a light on. You get there. So she's always had an interesting way of going through her Halloween. But for those who end up with lots of, you know, especially if they have a lot of kids in the family and they have a lot of different, it brings the chance for them to come in. And, you know, sometimes a dollar, a crisp green dollar bill kind of takes up the place of all that candy. And again, we've been talking today with Dr. Scott Nagy, a dentist over there on the Abbey Road. See the new location? How is that suiting for you now these days?
It's been a great space.
How many years has it been? A year?
So about a year and a half now.
Okay,
we've been in our new space.
Yeah.
I miss our old space, but our new space is allowing us to help more people. And there's a little more elbow room out there and some room to grow. So
people driving by on Abbey Road can see it. So, you know, just put that candy. You don't tell the kids where it went. Just take the candy and bring it.
Just look for the big toothbrush outside there.
Dr. Nagy, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for stopping
in
this morning. Again, the big buyback coming up on Wednesday from 4 to 6.
Yeah, thank you.
It is 7:52 at WEOL.
Sports is full of highs and lows. Being an athlete or a sports fan can be great for your social and mental health. You're part of a group, a tribe, a sports family, but it can also be stressful. If you're feeling down after a sports loss, get together with friends or teammates. Have fun. Look forward to the next game. But if you're feeling down or irritable for a couple of weeks or more, or if you are